Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK,
Radar Love.
That's right, Radar Love. Scattered across Alaska are 15 radar sites in some of the most remote areas of the state, feeding information to a command center in Anchorage. Keeping them humming 365 days a year are tiny crews of private contractors who live there for months at a time. To a lot of people, the prospect sounds crazy. But as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes found out, to others, the solitary rhythm makes total sense.
We have celery and avocados and broccoli, all of the normal normals.
Lita Page gives me a tour of all of her freezers. There are several.
I keep my cheeses here.
How much bacon is that?
About 20-pound lots.
Page is what's called a service technician at the Cape Romanzoff long-range radar site. It's an Air Force installation at the edge of the Bering Sea, 15 miles from the nearest village. She's basically a combination of a cook, quartermaster, and a housekeeper.
I'll be the mama.
Page and the three other employees that live here work for ArcTech, a private company that's held the Air Force contract to maintain these radar sites for the last two decades. Back in the 50s and 60s, during the Cold War, these installations were manned by hundreds of service members each. It was considered a hardship posting. Depression and pathological boredom were regular. Tours were kept to just 1 year. Paige has been here for five.
All right, I'm a piddler, and I find something to do all the time.
A piddler, in Paige's telling, is someone who can just find work that needs to get done. She says it's common here that all the technicians are pretty self-directed and don't really need each other for amusement. This isn't her first remote posting. She worked out in Shemya on the tail of the Aleutian chain for 9 years, but left when her husband got sick. After he passed, she signed on with ArcTech. And usually, she works for 2 months straight, then takes a month at home in Anchorage, where she's got a house and can spend uninterrupted time with her grandkids.
I go pick up my grandbaby at daycare, and we go all day long. Now I got two more babies, so I'll have all three of them, and we'll just go, because I don't have to work.
On top of the schedule, it's good money. Generally, technicians make between $120,000 and $150,000 a year, with few expenses while they're on site. There's internet, so people can communicate with their families. ArcTech's workforce is overseen by Kevin Smiley, who says the company screens job applicants to make sure they're the type that can handle remote postings.
We try to work people into it a little bit slower. Your first assignment might not be as such a long stretch, might be a shorter stretch. Kind of sends you out, lets you experience what it's like before you sign up for that 4 month haul somewhere, you know, in the middle of winter.
The vast majority of site techs are former military, many of whom take advantage of the surrounding wilderness.
They find a lot of ways to recreate, you know, whether it's hunting, fishing, gold mining, trapping. They find a lot of things, you know, to keep busy and to do.
Smiley doesn't volunteer the word piddler, but this might meet the definition. He shrugs off the suggestion that these jobs are abnormally extreme. Would you do it?
Would I do it? Sure, I would do it. You know, it's like eventually somebody will come and get you, so.
You become very creative.
At Romanzoff, Paige recalls a period where the weather kept out the supply plane for 6 weeks.
Yeah, we didn't have any groceries, anything fresh. So I told the guys if they wanted milk, they had to go out to the barn and milk the cow. And if they wanted any eggs, they had to go down to the beach and get the seagull eggs down there. That was the closest thing to eggs they were getting from me.
Paige keeps showing me around the cavernous insulated dome where the contractors live. Past the industrial kitchen is a dining area, and one floor up is a ring of bedrooms.
Now, if you don't look at the dirt, you can look in my room.
Okay. It looks kind of like a college dorm room that's been permanently settled, with a TV, comfy chair, and an impressive crocheting project tucked neatly in a corner. When Paige shows me the supply depot she's in charge of, my jaw drops, because it's stocked with absolutely every spare provision you could possibly need.
Back in behind here, I got lines for the windows. And there's some rugs back here. See those black round things? Those are mattresses.
I have the sense that Paige gets a profound satisfaction from being able to comprehensively care for other people. Years before Romanzoff, when she lived in Anchorage, she handled the kitchen at a behavioral health clinic for girls.
There was a lot of sad cases. Behavior problems and abuse and everything else. So it was I don't think a kid should be treated that way. And that was probably the hardest part.
At the time, her sons were about the same age as the patients, and her house was the gathering spot for a small tribe of teenage boys.
If I didn't have one boy, I had 10 at my house.
When I ask if keeping a home peppered with lost boys is that far off from mothering a bunch of loners at the remote military site, Paige says, no, not so far off.
When I first started working remote, the station chief told me, he says, Lita, just treat all of the guys like they were kids, and you'll be fine. You won't miss your kids so much then. And actually, I still do.
For AK, I'm Zachariah Hughes.